Zaps 140, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. This is your host, Chris Borges of the Chris Borges of the Beast podcast. It's going to be a horrible podcast, you guys, right off the bat. I just want to apologize for that in advance. I can barely even speak because of my cold. It's the most irritating thing in the world. But thank you all for sticking with me in this, and I'm trying to make this as good as possible. So I'll start from the beginning right now again. The best I can for you guys. Zaps, number 140. This is the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival here. Your host, Chris Borges of the Chris Borges vs. the Beast podcast. Today is 12 o'clock, hitting about 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon sharp. Here, December 23rd, 2021. 2 days pre-Christmas. Tomorrow is definitely a Christmas, I guess, Eve. And then, or what do they call it? They call it I already forgot. It's the day before Christmas. So I guess Christmas Eve and then actual Christmas Day is on the 25th this Saturday. So Friday and Saturday. Been wet. It's been rainy. It's been cold. It's been windy a little bit. It's just been mostly a lot of rainfall over the past week. And it's been very cold at night and in the morning time. But it warms up a bit in the daytime. But mostly cold at nights. Other than that, it's been keeping busy. I've been doing a lot of computer work, doing a lot of my website work, websites, building my www.chrisborges.com website, building links for all my social media, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and all my other music apps and all that kind of stuff, and social media apps. I've just been learning a whole bunch about all that stuff and just trying to just apply it to my own business and my own stuff that I do. What else have I been doing? Just that, really, you guys. Just learning about a whole bunch of computer stuff and getting a lot of things organized. So what I need to do is I just bought a 2 terabyte solid-state drive SSD. So I need to actually go through my phone and my computer and put all that junk, all the pictures, all the videos, just of myself and my work and everything that I have, and just put it onto my 2 terabyte hard solid state hard drive, external hard drive, so I can it's going back, so that I can actually get all that stuff onto the 2 terabyte external hard drive, so I can just save it, so I can have free up a whole bunch of space on my computer, my cell phone. The new list of problems. One, my mobile phone issue. Just money stuff. I just got to just pay this and that, buy this and that, basic stuff. Nothing crazy there. Just need to get an unlocked iPhone with Mint Mobile, that's all. And after that, just doing a whole bunch of Twitch right now. Configuring Streamlabs, trying to get, you know, get acquainted with and really get comfortable with Streamlabs and Twitch and all that kind of stuff, and seeing what kind of displays and panels I can use on top of my live streams and all that kind of stuff, because I do plan on doing a lot of free jam, free live music shows and all that kind of stuff, because I believe it's going to be a great channel as a central hub, as long as with this YouTube Zap Central Hub, you know, just to have daily updates, and just to have as a central base for my business and all that kind of stuff, so people can contact me, people can get to know me, know what I do, what I'm about, and all this and that and the other. So just amazing stuff in general. I'm not gonna lie, you guys, you know, I've had kind of a blank this past day or two, and I think it's just because I'm sick is the reason, so I can't think 100%. Like, I'm even just focusing on breathing because my nasal passage is just completely blocked. So it's just like I'm just like struggling even just to breathe normally. So it's just been chaos for me for the past week. Just as far as just getting better and all that kind of stuff, it's been crazy. I felt really good past couple days. Went outside, had a few cigarettes, and now, you know, for some reason I wake up in the morning and I feel worse than I did like the past 3 days. So, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's not bad, but I just feel it's a little bit worse, you know, the cold. So I hope it goes down and goes away. I've been coughing and hacking just to get all of it out and stuff that. So been doing good with that, taking medicine, all that kind of stuff, drinking water. So just amazing, you know, how everything works and all that kind of stuff. So I have, besides that, I'm just working on all my stuff, you guys, working on my video game, working on my short film animation, doing a whole bunch of stuff. I got a gazillion things to do and, no time to do it. That's how it is every single day for me. A million things to do and no time to do it. That's basically my life all the time. And then go to work, you know, it's just wake up. Do a million things, no time, go to work. That's what it is every single day and week and month. That's how it is, you know. So so for me to get anything done in a day's worth of time, it takes extreme focus on my end to get anything of substance of worth done in a day's time. So it's very difficult. I'll be honest with you guys. I'll be 100% honest with you guys. 1,000,000% honest. It's very difficult for me to get anything done. You know, and, that's just the way it is, you know, that's just the way it is. That's just the way my existence is and my day-to-day life is. It's very tough. Why? God, you know, could be just my mind. It could just be my mindset, my state of mind. It could just be my brain's dull. I don't know. It could be a million things. But what I try to do is I try to hone in on my spiritual thought and my God-given good spirit that's in me. My soul, my actual light and energy that's in me. And I hone in on that and I let everything else go on earth, including myself and what I want to do and this and that. And I focus on the goal, the mission. So what is the mission? To start up my business. It's my business. That's my mission. So through all the struggle and all the pain and all of the I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that and I don't want to go here and I don't want to go there and I don't want to do this podcast and I don't want to do the Twitch and I don't want to do my bit, you know, with everything, because everything, for some reason, in my mind, just everything goes against me trying to work and do a good job. I swear to God, it's the funniest thing, you know. But so what I do to counteract that is, I dig deep into my spirit and my light and my energy, and I let that be the guiding focus. So now I don't even focus on any of my animal instinct and the Christ that you see before you. Everything literally comes from the word and my spirit and my energy now. That's all that I allow to take place now, you know. There's no time. I don't have. There is no time in my life to bicker and to think about things. It's just all there is left is just do the business, you know, and learn and whatever mountainous problem that I have to face and conquer every single day, you know. And I don't let anything go past and under my radar at all. Any problem that I face in my business, I make sure, no matter how minuscule, how germane, you know, how microscopic the problem is, or how mountainous and how great and how universal, you know, kaleidoscope, colossus, you know, the problem is, I will face it head on, and I'll make sure I solve that problem. That's it. And that's how I've gotten through all my businesses. That's how I've created all these businesses that you see before you. So, is that I don't let anything slip. I don't let anything slip through. Any kind of problem, I don't just, you know, say, oh, fuck it, you know, just, you know, I don't know how to do that, so I'm gonna let that go. I don't do that. You know, I used to do that. You know, and that's why nothing would get done, you know, because obviously in any business, you're going to encounter extremely difficult financial. Obviously, the very first thing is going to be the money problem, is you're going to need the money to order the product or to fix the issue. So obviously it's going to be a mountainous, very difficult problem for you to solve right off the bat, because because we all know in life everything's extremely expensive. Even the very small stuff is extremely expensive. So, you know, I don't let it go though. The thing is with me is, so say for example, I'll give you an example right now actually. So what ended up happening was, I'll tell you a little story. So I wanted to chat with my friend on Twitch, okay? And what is the very first problem that arose when I went to type in a chat just to say hi? Okay, it said Twitch immediately blocked that message and said, you need a verified phone number to interact with your friend or this person, whatever. Okay, then it said, you need to verify your phone. And then I tried to verify my phone. And what did it do? The very first thing that it did, it said was, this is not a mobile phone number. Meaning that my TextNow app that actually gives me free service, you know, nationwide, worldwide, free unlimited call and text, said that this isn't a registered actual mobile phone number. So now it's literally forcing me to buy, you know, the latest iPhone or whatever, any kind of phone and a service plan. So obviously I'm not going to just buy junk. If I'm going to actually, you know, if I'm going to have to buy a phone, I'm going to buy a good phone that works, that'll last for years. So now I have to buy an unlocked iPhone for literally about $300-$400, and then I have to go on to Mint Mobile to get, you know, a $30 a month and a basic plan of unlimited call and text or whatever have you for the cheapest price, you know. So it's gonna be like $100 for you know, whatever, you know, $200 for a 6 month plan or whatever, $400 for a year plan, whatever it is. So literally, just to chat with my friend on Twitch, literally is gonna cost me $1,000. Just about, after tax and everything said and done. That is insane. But that's just the cards we're dealt with, folks. That's just life. That's just the way things are. You need to pay $1,000 just to message your friend on Twitch. That's insane. So, you know, that's just how it is. You know, obviously I could go a very cheaper route and get a very shitty phone and obviously, you know, pay $50 or $100 for some shitty hand-me-down, you know, flip phone, super basic stuff. You know, and then what? It's just gonna be this piece of junk phone that I had, and I wasted $100 when it's all said and done. You know, plus getting a little monthly phone. It doesn't make sense. So the thing is, it's very amazing, you know, and that's one problem I'm facing. Okay, just that, just to chat with my friend. Okay, so we have that going. Let's see what's the next one. Streamlabs and Twitch. Okay, first of all, Streamlabs and Twitch is a platform that was based solely for, I'm assuming, live streamers, people who like to do live streaming and mostly video gaming content and all that kind of stuff. People play video games, people subscribe to watch, that kind of stuff. You know, as well as with other people's hobbies and passions and whatever kind of side businesses, whatever kind of business that they run. You know, they post themselves on there. You know, for one, it's very difficult to navigate yourself around that I noticed when I ran into it. Streamlabs is the actual live streaming aperture or whatever you call it thing that allows you to actually stream. You know, it's exactly like an OBS. It's exactly like OBS. It's exactly like Stream Pro or Streamlabs or whatever have you, or all the other, you know, video cam mechanisms that allow you to actually record yourself to be posted live on top of your little channel, your little show. So for one, It's very difficult to navigate through. It's very difficult to understand all this stuff. It's very difficult to put panels and your little, like, your little cute little things that you put on top of your little thing, on top of your little live stream, and it actually shows you, like, you know, your website, your new followers, your chat system, all the cool little widgets and stuff, and night bots and stuff that go along with it. Hilarious, you know, there's these little things, but all of those little things add up to making yourself looking that much professional. You need like a green screen in the back and have a nice little background going, all that stuff. So the thing is, you know, for one, it's very difficult to even get started on if you don't know what you're doing. Two is, you know, it's just a difficult platform to make any kind of money on in general, but that's just like any other platform, right? So my next problem is, how do I make sales on Twitch? How do I get people to subscribe to my channel? And how do I get people to this? These are my problems in my life. So this is what I'm actually asking myself. These are the questions that I'm asking myself, okay? Because this is my podcast Zaps, and this is the content that I actually talk about, okay? It's about my life, my finances, my business, all that kind of stuff, okay? So this is what you guys are in for. So secondly, or the very first thing is, so how do you do it? How do you make money on it? Well, I notice a lot of people, they do tarot card reading, they do light work. They call it light work or something, whatever you call it. They make music, they play video games. They do like therapy sessions and all that kind of stuff where they talk to people and they do like readings and stuff like that. They do like ASMR stuff where they're like, you know, they talk into like fake ears and like they do this and that. Do cool kind of fit, you know, visual stuff and all that kind of stuff with you know, sporadic intangible communication through the microphone and all that kind of stuff to do, you know, they call it ASMR and all that kind of stuff. They do like a whole bunch of stuff, you know. They post up their music albums, they post up their movies that they make, or they just have a channel about themselves and they just really enjoy it when, you know, when they're just on there, just being there and stuff like that. I guess just being themselves, they really enjoy it when people like donate to them. They call it donos, or they do like, they have like a little about me section with like a little wish list, little section that like you can actually click on it and then it'll go directly to their Amazon wish list account, so you can like buy them like whatever stuff they chose, if you so choose to do so. So it's that kind of a stuff. It's that kind of a platform that I'm talking about. So it's exactly what I done too. It's exactly what I'm doing too. I've already written 6 novels. I apologize, 3 novels, not 6, 3. I have a fourth one on the way and I have 6 more coming. So I've, you know, so those 3 novels that I actually written, they're already on top of there. I pasted them on top of my About Me section with the header lines and links and all that kind of stuff and the nice little section and all that kind of stuff on my platform. Okay, because that's what I'm doing too, is I'm selling stuff. I have my music albums available. I have a music album linked for my YouTube channel, all that kind of stuff. For people to buy my albums, my CDs, my albums, my individual songs, if they choose to do so. I do like music. I do free jam acoustic shows and stuff like that. I do singing. I have my movies that I make, and I sell my DVDs on there as well too on my www.chrisports.com website. I do a whole bunch of stuff. I have my G Clay prints available for sale. So there's ways to do it, but you gotta have all that stuff ready to go. Most of the time. As far as the channel having interesting content, well, for me personally, the best thing I probably could do is just do my music all the time as a form of ASMR, or doing video games, obviously, because that's what the channel was originally based off, was video gaming in general. So just do video gaming with my music in the background, or actually do some kind of music thing while I'm playing video games to get more subscribers and all that kind of stuff going. So that's my plan for as far as Twitch goes, and then just to have all my little businesses that have my little products for sale, in my About Me section or my main section, my main hub. So so I solved my problem right there just talking it through, obviously. So I know what I'm gonna do now. But the thing is, that's what I do is, you know, and I just chip away at what I can every single day. You know what I mean? That's it. That's all I do. You know, and the trick is to just never give up and just keep going. I mean, And that goes for anybody's life. If you have any kind of problem and you can't solve it right away, just take a break, take a breather, get some fresh air, some of that. You know, do whatever you got to do, 15 minutes, come back, and then solve it. Do whatever it takes to make it happen. That's how I get stuff done. Any new updates for this channel, for Zaps 140? Well, I talked about in the last podcast about, you know, Machine Gun Kelly's new song, Paper Cuts, was awesome, and Windows 11 sucks. Update on that, Windows 11 still sucks, and I'm not going to use that for a very long time until they fix up all the patches and make it better, or I'm just sticking with Windows 10 until it runs down and I'll go straight to, you know, Apple. So, it's, you know, so all this stuff, man, all this stuff, you know. Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff going on, you know. So, I have to get, like, I have to organize my big paper book and stuff like that with all my things and all my thoughts and on top of there and all my things I have to buy and all that kind of stuff. So, very amazing, amazing times we live in, you know. Very amazing days. You know, forgive me, I have a little bit of a cold, so if you guys forgive me. With my speaking, because as well as my breathing, it's hard to breathe, it's also very extremely difficult, hard to speak as well. I don't know why, it's because I've always had this kind of, when I have a cold or a flu, I get really inflamed inside of my throat and inside, like in my sinus area, in my sinuses, in the back of my nose and all that kind of stuff, so in the deep inside part, it gets very stuffed, clogged, congested, like literally constricted. Like it feels like, and so like when that happens, when it gets all messed up like that, it really becomes very difficult for me to breathe, for me to speak. That's why I'm having trouble talking and communicating to you guys right now. But I don't let that be a factor. I just power right through it, like as you can see right now. So that's just one thing. What else do we got going? Yeah, no time for anything. And I gotta make something happen, because I don't let the day go to waste, you know, because I gotta go to work in a few hours, so I got stuff to do, you guys. My new update for Zaps 140 is I'm alive, I'm well, I'm kicking, I'm powering through it, no matter what, all this stuff. So doesn't matter. I'm gonna get through all this stuff no matter what. You know, I'm doing my art collection, all that kind of stuff. So right now I'm just a little conjumbled. But I know what I'm going to attack today. I'm going to attack my pictures and all that kind of stuff and all my videos and put it on my 2 terabyte solid-state drive, external hard drive, whatever. And I'm going to bang out as much as I can before I go to work, and that's it. So thank you guys for tuning in to Zaps 140. It's been the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival Chris Borges vs. Beast Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in today. If you could, do me a favor and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. And I'll see you guys tomorrow on Zaps number 41. Thank you so much. See y'all. Take care.